I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Time now for Coombs Corner, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. And joining us now is Cubs broadcaster and all-star Ron Coomer. Ron, let's just jump right into it. It's been a crazy week for the Cubs with a lot of comebacks, a lot of exciting finishes. My main question, can the Cubs keep up this exciting start?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, good morning to you guys, Melissa. I think, yes, we really can. It's one of those things where what they're doing and how they're winning is kind of a product of them being put together and the team that was assembled. And, you know, they're very athletic. They do certain things very well. That's not going to change. And because you play good defense and you run well and those things, they don't come and go. You those things kind of stay as a standard. And then, you know, the Cubs have also done some other things that can come and go, like some of the young guys, you know, being major contributors. You know, the young guys, you know, they fluctuate a little bit in their performance because they've been in the league very long. But that hasn't been the case, and we put it to the Dodgers pretty good. It was a lot of fun. I'll say this, Wrigley Field was rocking this week against LA, and we had a lot of fun at Wrigley Field.
I was actually at the game last Friday against the Diamondbacks, and I won't lie to you, Ron, there was a brief moment right after that exciting finish that I thought, do I text Ron and see if he wants to grab a beer? But I didn't because I understand you're a professional.
Absolutely. Well, the other thing is you should have came to the booth and said hi.
Ron, I was celebrating a birthday with one of my buddies, so I was being responsible on Friday with
got
that.
Got it. Yeah, got it. Well, if that's the case, just come early in the game. Don't come later in the game.
Oh, cute. You know, I have to ask you a non-sports question.
Fire away.
Given the fact of while you were talking, I kept thinking, Ron Coomer is not, he's the cool guy. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that everybody likes, everybody can get along with. And when I think of somebody like that, I think of people giving you nicknames. And I think plus in sports, they do that too. And even right now, Ron Coomer, we're at Coombs Corner. There's a nickname right there. So I started thinking, A, how do you feel about nicknames? And B, has anybody ever called you Coomer, Coombs, Coomy, or the Coominator?
The Coominator, no.
It's a good one.
I have had a lot of nicknames through the years.
Yeah.
With my last name being Coomer. Mm-hmm. I am called on a regular basis at the ballpark. Never have I can't remember somebody calling me Ron.
Really? Wow.
I just don't. I might as well just have that cut off half name. It's Coom all the time. Everywhere I go, everything I do, it's Coom or Coom Dog. That's kind of the one that's stuck for a long, long time.
Yeah.
When I first signed a pro contract, because my name is Coomer, I was called Boomer instead of Coomer.
Oh.
And that was the first nickname I got in pro baseball. I was 20 years old then, so that's a few gray hairs ago. But the Coom Dog thing is kind of stuck, and that's definitely something that, you know, it is what it is. And Coom's Corner, my first radio show that I ever did in Minnesota with the Twins, it was called Coom's Corner, and that just kind of stuck with things I was doing. And, you know, now the restaurant, you know, that I own is named Coom's Corner. That just kind of stuck, and that's been, you know, probably 25 years or so. Yep.
Then if you've been called all these different nicknames, I personally do think you're pretty badass. Can
I
call you?
I
do. Can I safely call you the Coomerator?
Coomerator?
Yeah, like Terminator, Coomerator.
It's your show, so you can call me anything you want. How about that?
Okay, yeah. I like it.
Like,
you
Ron,
can do whatever you would like, yes.
Is that what spring training is for players? Is it just, obviously it's getting back into shape and getting in the groove of things, but is it also for working out nicknames and handshakes through the season?
I'm a little old for the handshake thing, but I do see what you're talking about. And I have some friends now. All of my friends are either broadcasting, managing, or scouting. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, I retired, you know, a while ago at 30, I think I was 37 or 38, mm-hmm. and I retired. And, you know, now I asked some of my buddies who are managing, I'm like, how the hell do you get all these handshakes right? I mean, there's seven or eight of them before the game, and I'm like, I couldn't remember all that and then think I was going to go out and play.
No, my gosh.
So some of my friends, the handshake thing, I never thought of that, Kyle, but yeah, maybe that is why spring training 6 weeks long.
You never know.
6 weeks to get the handshakes done.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ron, we were just talking about, obviously, you know, the sad passing of Steve McMichaels, an absolute Chicago legend, but you have a very unique history with him because you were not only at the game that he had the controversial seventh inning stretch calling out Angel Hernandez, but you were also the one thrown out at the plate that caused the controversial call. Can you kind of break down that day and being a part of such a weirdly historic moment for the Cubs?
Yeah, Steve and I, it's really sad, you know, and sad in a sense, you know, that we've lost him, but you know, he's suffered so much over these last few years. It's just sad. And what a fight. Mm-hmm. So, we have been connected. Him and I have been friends a long time. We've had many of entertaining evening at Mike Ditka's restaurant here in downtown. You know, and listening to music. One of our buddies, Johnny Vincent, singing at Mike's place. And just a lot of great nights. But Mongo, So Steve is singing the seventh inning stretch. Everybody knows, you know, I'm a Chicago kid, so, you know, I was all in on the Bears, right? Mm-hmm. And I was a college kid when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, that team is just legendary in our city, all of them. Mm-hmm. And so Steve's going to sing the seventh inning stretch. It's a big game. You know, the place is packed. So I slide in the home plate on a pass ball, and I slide in, and I throw my arms up safe, and I am safe because I can see where the guy tags me. And we're already on the home plate, right?
Yeah.
So he tags me while I'm on home plate. I yell safe, and Angel Hernandez, who has somewhat of a reputation in our league of getting things wrong, nice guy, but getting a lot of things wrong.
Okay.
Just looks and looks and looks, and then he just pumps out his fist, and you know, and I take my helmet right off my head immediately and spike it right onto home plate or onto the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
And my helmet goes flying up right past my face, right in front of me, and I'm like, oh, you know. And I'm like, this isn't good. I almost knocked myself out arguing with the home plate umpire.
Oh.
And then Don Baylor comes out, and it's a big ordeal. Don gets kicked out of the game. I can't believe Angel Hernandez didn't kick me out of the game. I got to stay in the game. But usually when you spike your helmet, you're gone.
Yeah.
That's just one of the things. But when you screw the call up so bad, sometimes they have a tendency to go, maybe that was part of my fault, too.
Okay.
So that could be the case. But then 2 innings later, Steve starts to sing, and, you know, we're all watching Steve sing, and it's great. And, you know, he's one of those guys, if you guys have met Steve years ago, he is a presence, and I mean a big one. And when him and Hampton would hang out together, him and Danny, it's like an eclipse going past you because you can't see anything once they're in the room.
Yeah.
And he's standing in the booth that I'm working in now, his arms folded, he gets done singing, and he drops on Angel Hernandez, "I'll take care of this after the game. Don't worry, guys."
Oh, jeez.
I start laughing hysterically. I'm like, oh, my God, he didn't just say that. And Angel Hernandez looks up at the booth, and McMichael's staring down at him. This is like WWE wrestling to the max. It's like perfect. And I just laughed. And he's the only guy that I think was able to go to the booth with a beer, because who would tell him no?
Yeah.
That's one. And he was not over drinking. It's not like he was drunk or anything. Mm-hmm. But then he got kicked out of the game immediately after. And by the time we started the eighth inning, I think he was having a beer at Murphy's across the street. So God bless him. It's one of those things. And you know, the one thing about that, we are connected. We've been friends. We were friends a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'll be really missed. But great, great guy. Unbelievable presence. And funny as hell. He was a great, great human being and good dude.
Yeah, I love that you have that connection with him, yeah, and that you had that friendship with him over a period of all those years too.
Yeah, when you hang around with the 85 Bears, some of those guys, yeah, it's a sit there, grab your drink, sit there and just watch.
Yeah, it's entertainment. I bet.
It's entertainment at its best.
I love that so much.
Well, Ron, we always love chatting with you every week. We really appreciate your time. My final question is, we are about to have a 120 game today against the Phillies. What's your thoughts going into this weekend series?
I think we're playing about as good a baseball as we can play, and I love our chance against Philly this weekend. And if you ever come to Wrigley Field and you don't come by and say hi, I'm going to be awfully upset with you.
Okay. I promise. Next time I will text you before I start drinking. I promise.
Yeah. Crack your first one. Come up and then come say hi, you guys. And then you can go have all you want.
Yeah, okay,
and then I'll meet you after the game.
Perfect. Sweet. I'll pull a Steve McMichaels and I'll bring my beer up to the booth to honor him.
I don't know. You may not have the same presence and the same fear factor that Mondo did, but even for the rest of the people.
Oh, my gosh. Ron, we love chatting with you every week, and we can't wait to chat with you again next week. Thank you again.
Have a great weekend, Melissa, Kyle, and tell Austin, you know, Friday's our days off. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, well, he's taking this whole week off. Just saying. Must be nice.
You guys have a great weekend.
Yep. Thanks, Ron.
You too.
Ron.